Blog Talk Radio.
Great day, and thank you so much for joining us. This is Natasha L. Brown, your host for My New Peace Radio, as well as healing evangelist, holistic advocate, and author of 4 self-empowerment books. I am so excited that you are joining me this week for My New Peace Radio. We are going into the holiday season. I call it the eating season. But this week, we are really going to be eating. So definitely want to touch on some forms of that. How about that? So read the disclaimer first. This is an informational session. I am not a medical professional. This broadcast is used so that you can start and maintain your holistic journey in the right direction. As always, seek medical professional for any reason, as well as if it's an emergency, you know to dial 911. So again, this week on My New Peace Radio, we will be discussing the holistic benefits of gratitude. Everyone is doing the challenge, a daily challenge, posting on social media what they're thankful for. But you know, gratitude is something we should be doing on a daily basis. If we can teach our children to do it on a daily basis, we would definitely have a better world. So definitely we want to go ahead and start doing that now. If you have little ones, helping them to learn to be grateful for everything. And just want to touch bases on why being grateful and being thankful on a regular basis is so important, and not just during this season or a time of the year, but on a regular basis. So what are the benefits of gratitude? There have been many studies done. We're going to touch bases on a few of them and what the results were. But in your life, put in the comments, let me know why gratitude is so important and what you do on a daily basis to show your gratitude as it relates to your everyday life. Do you do anything? Are you grateful? And sometimes we can get into a place of being selfish and we don't show the gratitude, even though, you know, we say we're grateful, we don't really show it. So our attitudes, our minds, our bodies, and our words should all line up if we are actually grateful. We're also live on YouTube, so you can click subscribe there, as well as click the bell so that you'll know when we're going live. And if you're watching us at My New Peace Radio, which is mynewpeace.com, that will also give you insight as well. So no matter where you're watching this, we thank you for joining us. I am grateful you're here. And again, I am Natasha L. Brown, your host for My New Peace Radio. And the Greater Good Science Center offers information on this topic or subject, and this is where I got a lot of my information from. There was a study done. It's called The Science of Gratitude. It was done in 2018, and they went through and found out the benefits after several weeks of 3 different groups they broke down, and you can read the details. We just want the benefits. So they gave benefits as far as individuals and then as far as groups are concerned. Because, you know, this week is about spending time with family, whether you're doing it virtually or in person, you're going to be in groups, right? So with that said, how is that coming together benefiting us as family and friends? Or how is that benefiting you as an individual, especially during this time where many people may not be comfortable going in groups? So how do we include those people as well? So for individuals, some benefits that they found as far as the studies were concerned, benefits of gratitude, it increased happiness and positive mood. That people were, the individuals were more satisfied with their life overall. There was less focus on materialistic items. They were less likely to experience burnout, which is very, very common this time of the year because people are trying to do everything themselves, are doing too much and not focusing on the true meaning of this particular season. This as well as in December for Christmas. Well, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's, everything that's celebrated between October and, you can even say February with Valentine's Day, but being grateful daily, that's why it's so important. But the individuals had better physical health. They slept better. They were less fatigued, lower levels of cellular inflammation, so they didn't have all of that inflammation in their tissues. They had greater resiliency. That it encouraged the development of patience, humility, and wisdom. They also experienced greater mental and emotional well-being, greater, they had lower rates of post-traumatic stress, PTSD, and an increased sense of purpose when they were practicing gratitude. It also lowered levels of depression and stress, which definitely you want to keep in mind, because when you are dealing with stressful situations, finding the good in the situation and not focusing on what is creating or causing the stress is what you want to keep in mind. And many times we focus on the negative because it begins to overwhelm us, consume us, and it begins to feel like we are in a box and it's closing in on us. So focus on the good, break the walls down of the box, and it also brings in more good. When they acknowledged or studied the groups, they noticed that with the groups there was an increased pro-social behavior, so they interacted better. In the groups there were strengthened relationships with one another. In the groups, there were they may help employees effectively. So on the job, it made a big difference as well. It also may increase job satisfaction. So practicing gratitude in your place of employment, if you are the boss, then definitely if you are showing that you're grateful for your employees, it makes that morale better. You know, people are more likely to be loyal to where they are appreciated. So show that gratitude, show that appreciation, show that love, and make sure that they know that you know that they are valuable and important. So the study basically determined that gratitude overall, there were four things from this particular study. And like I said, there are many studies, we're just focused on one. This one particular one, which really bounced off of another one, so it's two different groups, two different studies on gratitude. And if you're just joining us, I am Natasha L. Brown, a host of My New Peace Radio, and we are talking about the holistic benefits of gratitude, and it should be practiced daily. But since this is a big theme for November, we are definitely jumping in on it and letting you know how it affects your body to show gratitude and be grateful to yourself as well as to others. All right, so four things that the studies found. Number one, gratitude disconnects us from toxic negative emotions and the ruminating that often accompanies them. So writing a letter shifts our attention so that our focus is on positive emotions. Letter writing is one of the practices that we're going to talk about, so that definitely will help. There are several that I want to talk about, and I'm going to try and stay focused on these four. Number two, expressing gratitude helps us even if we don't explicitly share it with someone. We're happier and more satisfied with life because we have completed the exercises. So, again, there are a list of different practices you can do on a daily basis or on a regular basis to show you are grateful. Number three, the positive effects of gratitude writing compound like interest. So it compounds your interest that you find to bring about peace and, you know, that you enjoy. You might not notice the benefits of a daily or weekly practice, but after several weeks, and the studies were done over an extended period of time, and they realized even after the study was over, for several weeks after, the body still had a positive effect. So that positive effect of gratitude writing, it compounds the like interest. And it will attract more of the good. Number four, a gratitude practice trains the brain to be more in tune with experiencing gratitude, right? So we put it out and we receive it because it's coming back in abundance. A positive plus a positive equals more positive. So that is what that particular study was done by the Greater Good Science Center. and it was the benefits of gratitude. So that is what they found overall. Those four things were what they came to as a result. And again, it was broken down based on individual results as well as group results. So, and you know, a lot of times you don't think about that, but if you are the happy person in your group, when you enter the room, the energy changes. It shifts. And we all should have that. We all should exude that. But sometimes, you know, we get into situations where we allow the situation to overtake or overpower us versus we are overpowering the particular situation, right? So keep those things in mind. The practice of gratitude. There are a variety of things that you can do. What's the number one thing everybody always talks about? And it has become a big part of many people's lives because Oprah talked about it a lot. So the gratitude journal, writing on a daily basis what you are grateful for, definitely will keep you mentally in the right frame of mind. And again, like I said, you want the entire being, every part of you, to align with that. You don't want to just write it down and say it verbally, but your actions should show that you're grateful. So you want to make sure that your body gets involved with this particular practice. So there is there are many things you can do. We touched on one, writing it out. You can write letters to those that you're grateful for, even writing letters about what you're grateful for, and you don't even have to send them. The gratitude journal is another one. Right. It's also to reflect. You can even reflect with other people, but to personally reflect on the people, the experiences, maybe how you were treated in certain places. Whatever is meaningful to you, remembering that. That's something you can write out or put in your gratitude journal, but practicing that. That reflection brings about more gratitude. And also making sure that whether you are writing it or not, again, making sure your entire being, just not your personal space, but it overflows everywhere you go. And making sure that you are writing it out so that gratitude journal or journaling in some form, writing it out in the form of a letter, however you need to do it, definitely will work. List all the people in your life that you're grateful for. That's a beautiful thing as well. And writing a letter to them, you know, that is a lost art. Sending letters through the postal mail, this time of year would definitely be a beautiful time to send them. And don't wait till Christmas. Send something this week so people can start getting them now. I'm grateful for, I thank you for. Maybe they did something particular this year and you forgot to send the thank you note. It's never too late. You know, etiquette may say it is, but being grateful is always in style. Also, you want to make sure that those that you interact on a regular basis, you want to write a letter to. You know, if you go to the same stores, restaurants, whatever you do in your immediate community, they may know you by face, but they may not know you by name. I know when I used to deliver newspapers, during this time of the year, we used to put thank you. Well, we did it more so to receive, but we used to put thank you notes in the newspapers to let people know that we appreciated them allowing us to deliver the newspapers throughout the year. And some people would send notices, but a lot of people would send monetary donations. So there is a practice, and that's part of etiquette too, and that's why that came to me with the etiquette piece, that a lot of your, just like your postal workers, have we even thought about what we're going to do in order to those people that are providing a service throughout the year regularly? Again, you may not know their names, but you know their faces. And you know whether my mail was late the other day, and when I looked outside, I noticed there was a different carrier. So that makes a big difference. You know, those little things, I don't know my postal person's name, but I know she comes at the same time every day. So when I didn't notice the mail, and I don't even check my mail every day, but I knew that it was late. So it makes a big difference to show those people, I see you. I may not know you personally, but I do see you. So that gratitude is a big thing. So write out three good things that went well in your day. Do that at the close of each day. That may, depending on what type of job you have, if it's a stressful job, that may be a good part of your wind down. After you get off work, write down three things that happened, three positive things. And if you can't find three positive things, find three positive people you interacted with. And get that momentum going, that gratitude momentum going in the right direction. And always, always, definitely find some way to have a positive emotional, spiritual, and mental reflection time of your past 24 hours. And just get that going. That would be something good to write down in your gratitude journal. But just consider what worked today. What brought me that good into my space so that I can begin to do more of that? And I have a saying, it's gooder than good. So we want everything that's good, God's very best. God promised some great and mighty things in his word, but are we open to experiencing those things? Are we open to allowing him to bring those things into our immediate personal space? And sometimes we block those things because of the way we want certain things to come, the way we want to interact with people. But remembering to be grateful, remembering that gratitude is not something that we just verbally express or by giving cards or giving gifts, but it's an attitude. It's a spirit that we carry with us. It's the energy that we exude everywhere we go because we are overflowing with the gratitude and with the love that is needed in the world. Now more than ever, with everything is going on, many people are not getting that personal one-on-one interaction, that love interaction. They're not being able to see their families. Many people are in their homes and not interacting, even virtually. And just imagine what kind of, a lot of people, it's depression that will set in. And as we go into this season, many times anyway, you have people that experience seasonal depression, holiday depression, because their loved ones are gone. Maybe they're by themselves, or maybe this is the time of year. I know, I want to say it was in high school, I do believe, that I had several people die back-to-back around the holiday time. So the holidays were not always a good time for me. So keeping in mind that there's someone out there that's not as excited as you are about the holidays, so share that love. Virtually share it. If you have to do something, you know, you have to be creative. If you know that the person is fearful about you coming by, maybe a poster board is fine. Standing in the yard saying what it is that you appreciate or what you're grateful, or just thank you for being you, letting them know you're going to come by, you're not coming up to the door, and maybe they can open the door and you all can communicate. So just being creative with those that you know in your community that are not getting that human interaction as they did before. Some people it doesn't matter one way or the other, but this time of the year, everybody needs some type of touch. Even the Grinch wanted love, right? So they're playing that over and over now. And the latest one, the animated one, is one of my favorite forms of the Grinch. But everyone wants love, and sometimes people just don't know how to ask for it. They don't know who to ask for it from. But be the love that people are looking for. Be the excitement that comes into the room that gets everybody excited because they are there. They are grateful to be there, right? Get that love going. Show that love. Allow people to experience who you truly are and show the gratitude that everybody needs. Everybody needs gratitude in their lives. Everybody needs to know that they are important, that they are appreciated. Everyone needs to know that. So definitely we want to keep those things in mind and not forget to love one another. You know, that's definitely a commandment. We don't ever want to forget to love one another when we interact with our friends and family, when we interact with one another, when we come into contact with whomever you come into contact with. You want that person to know that they're loved. And if it's just you and you alone that shows that to them, it makes a big difference. Sometimes we don't think we make a difference in people's lives, but you will be amazed at how people are watching you and taking cues from you as to what to do and how to do it. So be aware during this time and be grateful, but be aware of how your energy, how your presence brings light into the world of someone else. So you've been listening to My New Peace Radio. Thank you so much for joining me. This week we dealt with the holistic benefits of gratitude. Again, in the comments, let me know what your practice is for gratitude and what you're grateful for, not just during this season, but at any time. I am Natasha L. Brown, your host for My New Peace Radio, and remember that I love you and that self-love, self-compassion, and self-care and gratitude this week are your superpowers. Have an amazing week. Thank you.